This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this gathering, to bestow upon us His mercy and His blessings, and to accept from us all, bi'idhnihi ta'ala. What's your intention for tonight, my brothers in Islam? What is the intention that you come with? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Qur'an, إِن يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He speaks about the husband and wife. He says, if they intend reconciliation, if they intend to reform between each other, Allah gives them success. And in the same manner, if you came here tonight to reform between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fix things up between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to mend this relationship between you and Allah azza wa jal, يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give such people success. Allah Azza wa Jal would give them success in their endeavor. He'd give them success in this pursuit, and He'll give them success in this intention. For make sure that you're here tonight, renew the intention that you're here to mend the relationship between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're all in need of this. The young and the old, the rich and the poor, and the sick and the healthy, and the black and the white. Everyone needs this. Everyone needs to reform his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if that's your intention for tonight, then bi-idhnillah, the promise of Allah is يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. Allah Azza wa Jal would give them success. Allah Azza wa Jal would give you success in your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the intention you're supposed to come to every lesson, and to every khutbah, and to every salat, and to every fasting, and every matter of worship you do. Your intention should be, إِن يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا. That you're saying, oh Allah, I want islah with you. I want to mend this relationship with you, this broken relationship we have with Allah Azza wa Jal. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us something called at-tawbah ilallah. You know, at-tawbah, the idea of at-tawbah, how serious is at-tawbah in your life? My brothers in Islam, at-tawbah, it comes from the word taba. Utaba means raja'a. Taba means to come back. Yani, what does tawbah mean? Tawbah means to come back. Come back to what? Where did you go away from to come back to? The idea of a tawbah is that a person has gone so far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that now when he makes a tawbah and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him, and he asks Allah azza wa jal with sincerity and with honesty, a tawbah is that he comes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For tawbah in itself, the word a tawbah is an acknowledgement from you that your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is struggling, that your relationship with Allah azza wa jal is broken, that your relationship with Allah azza wa jal is not where it's supposed to be. For this is at-tawbah, this is from Allah's generosity that He taught us the idea of at-tawbah, and He gave us the meaning at-tawbah. All of these meanings in al-Islam, you would not know them and you would not realize their importance if you don't know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. This is why tonight, the lesson of tonight is titled, in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the company of Allah. And it sounds something big. It sounds something precious. It sounds like a huge gift to be in the company of Allah azza wa jal. Wallah, and I don't doubt that there is not a single one among us, there is not a single person among us, except that he wants to be in the company of Allah. Except that he desires to be in the company of Allah. Everyone wants that. The young and the old, everyone. Even the sick that are in hospital would wish to be in the company of Allah. Even the dead want to be in the company of Allah. Even on the day of judgment, we want to be in the company of Allah. And even in the paradise, we want this company with Allah to continue. Even being in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the biggest endeavor and is the biggest purpose and intention you're going to have in life. Being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Why do you want to be in the company of Allah? Why? Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, as Allah azza wa jal narrates al-hadith al-Qudsi, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا وَلَئِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ وَلَئِنْ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. Huge hadith. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam paraphrases, yani this is hadith Qudsi. Allah said it. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paraphrased it to us, what did Allah azza wa jal say? He says, therefore, if I was to love a servant, If Allah was to love someone, if you were in the company of Allah, what happens? كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ Allah becomes your hearing in which you hear through. What does that mean? It means Allah Azza wa Jal would guide your ear to only hear that which is good. And He abstains it and keeps it away from hearing that which is bad. Al-gossip, evil talk, backbiting, slandering, swearing. And you might be feeling sometimes you're in a situation where people backbite each other and curse each other. And you're embarrassed, you feel shy. How am I going to get out of this? How am I going to talk? What advice should I give the people? You don't feel comfortable, but you're sitting. On the outside, you're sitting. You're not worried to move. When Allah Azza wa Jal loves a servant, when you're in the company of Allah, Allah makes sure from the very beginning that you're not in that kind of gathering altogether. كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ Look at today the problem. Today the problem of atheism is growing. People are doubting Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? لأن their ease is not protected from the filth that they hear. The ease is not protected. إنما if you're a person in the company of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal becomes the hearing of yours. يعني you're guided to that which is good. You only hear that which is good and you abstain from that which is bad by the permission of Allah. That's the benefit. Not only this, كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به Allah becomes the sight that you will see with. What does that mean? That means Allah would guide your eyes to see that which pleases Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you will find yourself developing this relationship with the Qur'an. You will find yourself reading the word of Allah and you can't get enough of it. كُنْتُ بَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصُرُ بِهِ Yani that means that Allah Azza wa Jal would also protect you from seeing that which is filthy and haram. Shuf the complaint as well of the youth today that they cannot control their eyesight on the haram. And what's the excuse? Allah, today al-fitan are a lot. Where you flick through Facebook, through Instagram, through Snapchat, and it's all popping in front of you. It all pops up in front of you. From ads to people's profile to people are just all over the place today. People are all over the place today. People putting any picture of themselves. Women sell themselves so others can see them. Right? All of this. Anta, you say, Wallah, this is the society we live in. What are we going to do? How do I save myself? Be in the company of Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal would become the sight in which you see in. And if Allah becomes your sight that you see through, then you will never see anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you did, you'd be quick to notice it and move away from it. And you will not be tempted and desired by it. You will not develop a desire for it. كُنْتُ بَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in this hadith, كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها And Allah Azza wa Jal becomes your hand. What does this mean? It means that Allah, your hand would be guided to only do that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will refrain. And Allah would protect it from doing that which is al-haram. You'll find all of a sudden that your hand is taking you to al-halal. You'll find all of a sudden your hand is taking you to that which pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. And you question why? This is because Allah loved you. This is because now you're in the company of Allah. This is why. وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا And Allah becomes his leg that he walks with. What does that mean? It means that you will be walking in the guidance of Allah, in the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your walking would be guided. You will find yourself walking to al-halal. You'll find yourself walking to al-masajid with no tiredness. And you will with complete satisfaction and complete and ultimate pleasure. All of a sudden your feet are dragging you to al-masjid and you don't feel about it. This is how we understand. When one of the sahaba radiallahu anhum, he used to say that even among us sahaba, if one of us was really sick and bedridden, لَيُهَادَى بَيْنَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ يُؤْتَى بِهِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ He used to balance, they used to balance him out and hold him between two men to take him to al-masjid. The sahaba used to be like this. When one of them was sick and bedridden and couldn't get up, two companions would go to his house. They would take him and he's balancing himself, he's walking and he's walking among the two companions and they're holding him until they come and they bring him to al-masjid. Where did he get this from? Where did he get? He what? Physical strength he doesn't have. Look, he can barely get up. Two companions are supposed to carry him to get to the masjid. So what explains that? How did he come to the masjid? How is he consistent? Even though he has a concession, he can sit at home. But why did they prefer to come? لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى has become the leg in which he walks with. وَكُنْتُ رِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا. Even the idea was spiritual strength. They had spiritual strength. Why? They were in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal protected them. Allah Azza wa Jal gave them that spiritual strength. For now, sick, not sick, whatever the situation is, he hasn't forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasn't forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what the situation is, you're never supposed to forget Allah Azza wa Jal. Never. Even in, يعني, in the... سيد الاستغفار. You know سيد الاستغفار. What's سيد الاستغفار? نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he teaches us this hadith, سيد الاستغفار. It's a dua. It's found in صحيح البخاري. يعني it's an authentic hadith. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم teaches us to say سيد الاستغفار in the morning and in the afternoon. What's his result? If you were to say it with complete conviction and certainty, then if you die that morning, you enter the paradise. And if you were to say it in the afternoon with conviction and certainty and die in the afternoon, you enter the paradise. Sayyidul Istighfar is when you do any kind of sin, you say it. But the idea, why am I bringing this hadith for you? لأن the beginning of Sayyidul Istighfar is what? Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant. How does it end? How does that hadith, how does this dhikr end? فَاغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Sayyid al-Istighfar, the end of it is to say, oh Allah, forgive me. No one forgives the sins but you. But the beginning of it was what? Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant. Even the idea was from the very beginning of this dhikr to acknowledge who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for you. That the first words you said, you did not rush to say, forgive me. You said, Allahumma anta rabbi. Oh Allah, you're my Lord. Even though I have sinned, I still acknowledge you're my Rabb. Even though I have done what I've done, I will begin my forgiveness. I will begin asking and seeking your forgiveness by acknowledging that Anta Rabbi. Even in that second that I was sinning, Anta Rabbi. Allahumma Anta Rabbi. La ilaha illa Ant. No Lord worthy of worship but you. Khalaqtani wa ana abduk. I am that weak slave of yours. I'm that humbled, humiliated slave of yours. Wa ana abduk. Subhanallah, khalaqtani wa ana abduk. And then the hadith goes on. But the idea was to know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. To acknowledge Allah azza wa jalla in all of your times. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in the hadith, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ. Once you're in the company of Allah, كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا. And on top of all of this, two more things. وَلَئِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ. And any time he was to ask me, I will give him. وَلَئِن سَأَلَنِي. Any time. خلاص, you got an open check with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An open signed check with Allah azza wa jalla. Ask for anything you want. لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ. هذا لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ. This word is guarantee. Allah is saying it. I will give him. Allahu Akbar. Being in the company of Allah Azza wa Jal, one of its benefits is that any time you turn to Allah, Allah gives you of the good. وَلَئِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ. Any kind of good you're going to ask, Allah will deliver it to you, will give it to you. يعني هو, don't understand from this as well that whatever it is you want, you ask, and then you say after a few days, Allah didn't give me what I want. لَهُوَ. If Allah Azza wa Jal was to not give you something, then because you're in the company of Allah, Allah is protecting you from that thing. Maybe it's not good for you. For Allah Azza wa Jal keeps it away from you. That's Allah Azza wa Jal's company for you. That's Allah Azza wa Jal being with you. That's Allah protecting you. Al-Hafidh subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees something upon someone, it always comes, if it's a bad decree, if it's something that you view as something bad, Allah Azza wa Jal is always with you. لأنه when Allah Azza wa Jal's decree, الشر that Allah has decreed for you, the evil, the apparent evil you see that Allah has decreed for you, it comes down with Allah's compassion and gentleness. There is no difficulty that Allah Azza wa Jal bestows upon you except that it is injected with a lot of Allah's gentleness and mercy and compassion. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَاءُ. Allah Azza wa Jal is Latif. From his names is Al-Latif, the gentle, the compassionate. Did you see the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam? When his people threw him in a fire, what happens? What happens? He's in a difficulty. He's in a fire. He's literally burning. He's entered a place where it literally burns. But Allah Azza wa Jal's gentleness is with him. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ Allah Azza wa Jal gives command to the fire that it be cool and peaceful on Ibrahim alayhi salam. بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا Cool and tranquil, peaceful. Because if it was only cool, he would have froze to death. And if it was peaceful without being cool, he would have burned. For Allah Azza wa Jal gave it two commands. بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا Sometimes you read it, Bardan wa Salaman, two in one, it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. Allah Azza wa Jal's matters are decreed precisely. Bardan wa Salaman is the only solution for him right now. For he's in the midst of difficulty, but Allah's gentleness and compassion is with him. Why? Why Allah Azza wa Jal gave him that companionship? Why did Allah Azza wa Jal look after him? You know why? Because when he was thrown in the fire, he said, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallah. The first thing on his mind was Allah. Therefore, he deserved ultimate protection. Then that was the first thing in his mind. See, I tell you, everyone wants to be in the company of Allah so that Allah can do with us like what he did with Ibrahim. But you will only get the company of Allah if you know in times of difficulty to say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallah means Allah is enough for us. Hasbunallah, Allah is enough for us. Wa ni'mal wakeel. And how excellent is Allah as a being to rely on. Wa ni'mal wakeel. And Ibrahim alayhi salam saved himself from a fire, from a difficulty with Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Do you know how to save yourself with Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel? Do you know how to say it in difficulties and make the difficulty bardan wa salaman and make your difficulty become a cool and a source of peace and tranquility for you? The fire became a source of tranquility. Tranquility and peace is what people are running after. Ibrahim found it in the fire. It's not the idea that he found peace in the fire. But it's he found it with the word Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. And after that was a bonus. After that, the fire being peaceful and cool upon him is because that's Allah's promise to those that want his companionship. That's Allah's promise. Allah Azza wa Jal is with them. Wa ana ma'ahu idha dhakarani. And I'm with my servant whenever he remembers me. For even going back to the hadith, fa la in sa'alani la u'tiyanna. If Ibrahim didn't even ask, this is a higher level. This is a high level of companionship with Allah. That you don't even ask. You just remember Allah, Hasbunallah. Allah Azza wa Jal knows what he wants. And he fulfilled his request. You know how to deal with Allah Azza wa Jal like this? Now what happens with us? If a difficulty happens, you'd say Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel a million times, it doesn't work. Why does it not work? How come it worked with Ibrahim once? Today we repeat, nothing happens. You know why? What happened? What changed? Allah did not change. The same ilah that saved Ibrahim with Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel is the same ilah, is the same Lord that has guaranteed the same matter. What happened? And we're the ones that changed. Our heart is the one that changed. Our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jalla is what changed. Wallah Azza wa Jalla, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ Allah Azza wa Jalla promised, He will never change the state of a person. He will never change the state of a people until they change what's in themselves. You're the one that has to change. Allah hasn't changed. Allah is as He is. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى When you say Subhanallah, it means I declare the perfection of Allah. This is what it means. Sometimes, subhanAllah, you read its translation, glory be to Allah. What does glory mean anyway? No one knows what glory means. Stay on a perfect translation. Subhanallah means I declare Allah's perfectness. Allah is perfect. This is what subhanAllah means. Allah hasn't changed. We're the ones that have changed. For unless we turn back to Allah, unless we know who Allah is, unless we show serious commitment and dedication to learn who Allah Azza wa Jal is, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ will never work. It will never work. شوف إبراهيم عليه السلام. So when you look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, as a prophet of Allah, what did he do to learn about Allah? What did he do? Because we said that the highest aspiration you have in life is to be in the company of Allah. Because being in the company of Allah results in these benefits, that Allah Azza wa Jalla is with you wherever you are. But for you to be in Allah's company and to gain these benefits, you have to know who Allah is. How does it make sense to worship a Lord you don't know who He is? You see, most of the demotivation we have in worship is because we don't know who Allah is. If we knew who Allah Azza wa Jal was, a salat would be 100%. And every ibadah and every worship in life would be 100%. And you wouldn't have questions like what questions we hear today after Ramadan. Shaykh, can you give us a talk after Ramadan? How do we keep going in our worship? How do we remain steadfast after Ramadan? And that these questions the Sahaba never used to ask. That these are new questions. After that time, then today we ask these questions. I lost motivation to pray. Advise me. How do I continue to pray? All these matters were assumed in the past. No one fell into something like this. These are the problems and the questions of today. The people did not know who Allah is. You say, how do I remain steadfast after Ramadan? The answer is, go learn about Allah. Because when you know Him, you'll find the strength to worship Him. Let me know who you're worshipping. فَإِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ It saved him. But what did Ibrahim do to learn about Allah? Allah Azza wa Jal records a story for him in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى Ibrahim عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ got to a point in life where he asked Allah, show me how you revive the dead. أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى Show me. Yani the idea is Ibrahim alayhi salam is not asking, oh Allah, do you revive the dead? He believes in that. He knows that. He's saying, show me how you do it. Show me how you revive the dead. Otherwise, a few ayat before, when Ibrahim alayhi salam was with the king and Namrud. Remember Namrud, the story of Namrud, the king. When he came in, when Namrud said, Ana uhyi wa umit, I give life and I take life. And then Ibrahim said, Rabbi alladhi yuhyi wa yumit. My Lord is the one who gives life and takes life. Ibrahim believes this. Ibrahim knows this already. But what's Ibrahim doing here? When he says to Allah, show me how you revive the dead. Al-ulama rahimahumullah, they said, arada an yartaqi min ilmi al-yaqeen ila ayni al-yaqeen. He wanted to advance from the knowledge of certainty to the eye of certainty. He has the knowledge that Allah revives the dead. But now he wants to see how Allah revives the dead. Upgrade. He wants to update his knowledge about Allah Azza wa Jal. And we're speaking about Ibrahim alayhi salam. The one who Allah Azza wa Jal took him as a friend. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا He was in the company of Allah because of his dedication to learn about Allah. أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى He wants to see. For Allah Azza wa Jal, He said to him, أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ Don't you believe? Don't you believe that I revive the dead? For Ibrahim alayhi salam said, بَلَى Of course I believe. وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي However, I want to feel satisfaction and contentment in my heart. لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي This is what he wants, Ibrahim alayhi salam. In other words, the more you seek and you pursue after knowledge and to learn Allah, what's its result? لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي It gives peace and satisfaction in the heart. The more eager you are about learning about Allah Azza wa Jal, the more satisfaction is in the heart. وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants to show him لأنه إبراهيم عليه السلام is honest. إبراهيم عليه السلام is sincere. He wants to learn about Allah. For Allah Azza wa Jal is going to give him some knowledge. But look at this now. It's not going to come easy. Yani you first have to prove your dedication and commitment that you want to learn about Allah. And then the road is not easy. Show your effort. Prove your effort. So Allah Azza wa Jal now, He says to Ibrahim عليه السلام, فخذ أربعة من الطير فصرهن إليك. Go and collect four birds. Four birds. Four birds. العلماء رحمهم الله, they have a long discussion. What kind of birds did he have? Some said one of them was a goose, a pigeon, a chicken. Whatever it is, it was four birds. أربعة من الطير فصرهن إليك. Step one in this experiment. Grab the birds, four birds. Next step, صرهن إليك. صرهن من التصيير. Chop them up. Chop them up. He'd grab them. And he began to grab. Rip their feathers off. Break the bones. Dislocate their bones and rip them apart. The flesh, the skin, the blood, the veins, everything is all over the place. Of four birds. فصرهن إليك. Chop them up really well. Because they have to die. Then Allah is going to show you how He's going to revive the dead. So kill them. Now if you told Ibrahim to put them back, he wouldn't be able to. No one in the world would be able to bring it back together. Khalas, it's gone, it died in front of him. The bird is gone, motionless. And on top of that, it's all scattered all over the place. فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ. Then he said to him, next step. That's step one. Stage two. ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا. Go to the peak of a number of mountains and divide this pile of dead birds, divide it up into small parts, and take a part and go to a mountain and put it on top of a mountain. Come back down, take another part, go on top of a mountain and put it on top. Some ulama said he had to go and place parts of the bird over four mountains. Some said no, over seven mountains. Some said more than that. The idea is this. Do you know how long it takes to go up a mountain? Mount Everest, just a quick research. It takes 2 months to get to the peak of a mountain, Mount Everest. Well, this is not like an expedition and a holiday anyone does. People die as they go up on Mount Everest. Some people don't make it. Look, Ibrahim alayhi salam is ready. He's ready to tackle this hardship and difficulty to learn about Allah Azza wa Jal. Well, he already knows Allah revives the dead. But he wants to see it. He wants more knowledge of Allah. It's not going to come easy. You're literally going to climb a mountain to know that knowledge about Allah is going to require sacrifice and dedication. And you're going to get tired like going up a mountain. For he went up a mountain. Allahu alam how long the mountain is to go up. You know, today, the mountains are shorter in size because of erosion and so on. But back then, mountains were high. And every few centuries, mountains decrease in size. Until eventually on the Day of Judgment, all the mountains are plucked from the earth and nothing remains. All of it is gone. وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالِ. They're all gone, finished. فَإِبْرَاهِيمُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ goes and puts a part of a bird on the mountain. Come back down. Go back up. The idea is, Allahu A'lam, this would have taken months, years. And at that time, his people are suffering. His community are in need of da'wah. So it's not like Ibrahim said, Ya Rabbah, nah, I need quick access to knowledge of yours because I got to go back and look after my people and give them da'wah and see their needs. And la, there's no rush when you seek knowledge of Allah. But you want Allah's protection. You have to know who Allah is. You have to learn about Allah Azza wa Jal, so that when you say Hasbunallah, even if you're in a fire, it'll work. فإبراهيم عليه السلام, Allah says to him, ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا. After he finished, what a huge project it was. What's all this for? We're about to see what he's going to learn. He put all that and he came down. Allah Azza wa Jal now gives him the next step. ثم ادعوهن. Call them. Call the birds. They're dead. Well, call them. Call them. You're going to see now Allah's ability over all things. Allah is going to teach you something. You're going to see how Allah would revive the dead. For he said to the birds, come. Udu'uhun. Allah said to him, Ya'teenaka sa'ya. They will come running to you. Just call them. For he called them. Wal mufassirun rahimahum Allah, they said, and as he called them, he saw The parts of the birds began to assemble in the air. A feather from this mountain would go to this mountain and connect to this bird. A bone from this one will go to this mountain to connect with the bird. A vein from here and a vein from there. Skin cells and blood cells. Things you can't even see with the naked eye. Allah is bringing it all up together and He's seeing it. Four birds are formed in front of His eye. In no time. Kun fayakun. This is Allah. This is the one you want to be in the protection of. You need to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For these birds began to assemble in the air. ثُمَّ دْعُهُنْ Allah Azza wa Jal, in the same manner He raises us on the Day of Judgment. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا تَنْقُصُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْهُمْ وَعِنْدَنَا كِتَابٌ حَفِيظٌ Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, we surely know what the earth eats away from us. What the earth eats away from you. قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا تَنْقُصُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْهُمْ And when you're buried, the earth eats up on you. You're gone. But when Allah Azza wa Jal resurrects us on the Day of Judgment, listen to this. Allah said, كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ Just like He created you first time, He brings you time the second time round. The skin cell that is here won't end up here. And the blood that's in your heart won't end up in your liver. Everything goes back to where it came from. The capability of Allah Azza wa Jal over all things. ثُمَّ دْعُهُنْ Call them. Ibrahim alayhi salam sees this incredible sight. And they come down. And it's mentioned in the narrations that they came down without a head. They flew down. Ibrahim alayhi salam had the four heads in his hand. Even more to show you their miraculous nature. That they're flying without a head. How? Allahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. That he asked, kayfa tuhyi al-mawta? Didn't you ask Allah, how do you revive the dead? Allah Azza wa Jal wants to show him something incredible. Birds, after being chopped up, have come back and they're flying without a head. And when they came to him, he would offer the head. And if it was to the wrong bird, it would refuse. Until he hands over the right head, like a Lego, it connects back in, and the birds are gone. And at the end of the story, what happens? Allah Azza wa Jal says, look at this. Allah says to Ibrahim, all of this for what? All of this sacrifice and effort up the mountain, down the mountain, four birds, seven mountains, Allahu A'lam, more than that, less than that, doesn't matter. All of this, His people need Him, His people want Him. He left His family, His wealth, whatever it is in the back. At the end, what happened? Wa'alam, Allah said to him, now you should know, أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ Two names of Allah. The entire experiment to come out with two names of Allah. This is a lifetime. A lifetime to learn two names of Allah. What effort have you done to learn one name of Allah? The people, they think 99 names of Allah. Memorize them and you're all good. We're done. How many of Allah's names do you know? How many of Allah's names did you put effort to learn? So that when you call Him, Ya Aziz, you know and you understand what it is. Ibrahim alayhi salam, very quick. When he was thrown in the fire, he did not panic. Why? Because he has already seen how Allah is able and capable over all things. He saw it in his own eye. He saw it. Why would he panic in the time of difficulty? He wouldn't panic. Just hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah saved him with it. Subhanallah. This is the benefit when you're in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal's protection encompasses such people. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Two names of Allah. All of this sacrifice and effort. You look at the case of Yunus alayhi salam. Yunus, another great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the most difficult moment in his life, before I give you the story of Yunus and we'll reflect a few things, imagine you are on the shore, on the coastline, you and your friend, and a whale just came out of nowhere, opened its mouth and swallowed your friend, and it took off. You know the technology we have today? With all the technology we have, it won't be able to locate where your friend is. Until today, we won't be able to locate where. Khalas, he's gone. Rahimahullah, he died. This is what we would say. عَظَّمَ اللَّهُ أَجْرَكُمْ. Finished. That's the case of Yunus alayhi salam. And then imagine after 3 days, your friend, all of a sudden, you're standing on the same shoreline. And the whale comes and opens its mouth and spits him out. Allahu Akbar. What happened? How did this? What happened? This is your question. Shuf, the story of Yunus alayhi salam. This actually happened. It's not a dream. It's not an example I'm giving you. It happened to Yunus alayhi salam. Yunus alayhi salam is in the boat. The boat's about to sink. By the way, Yunus ran away from his people. He wasn't given permission to do so. He ran away from a dawah. He ran away from al-masjid, a dawah. Dawah needs you. Don't run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't run away from a dawah and the gatherings of goodness. He's about to learn a lesson. For he runs away on a ship into the ocean until it becomes a stormy night, a stormy ocean, waves crashing on the ship. And the people of the ship decide that there's too much load and too much weight on the ship. We're supposed to throw things off so we can make it. So they throw their belongings off. Still, it's too heavy. We got to throw someone off. For they decided to do a raffle. Let's put names on a paper and throw them in a cup or something. Raffle, al-qura. And let's draw names out. Yunus alayhi salam initially wanted to throw himself off because he said, I came late to the ship. Maybe it's my... Nabiullah. Stay on the boat. For they drew this raffle. First name comes out. Yunus alayhi salam. Lala, we got to repeat the raffle. There's a prophet of Allah. They repeat the raffle. Yunus alayhi salam. They repeat the raffle. Yunus alayhi salam. Khalas. Allah Azza wa Jalla has decreed this is the case. Bismillah. He throws himself off the ship. Or the whale. This whale is from the mercy of Allah. It comes and it opens its mouth. Allahu Akbar, have you seen a whale? The whale's huge. The biggest creature that lives on earth is a whale. It opened its mouth and it swallowed him. It swallowed him. And down into the depth of the ocean. What's happened to the people on the ship? What's happening to Yunus? Where did he go? But when he's in the belly of the whale, what did he do? Shuf, Yunus alayhi salam. No one at the time has the ability to rescue him. No one has the means to rescue him. There is no technology to rescue him. He doesn't have the means to rescue himself. He himself, if he wanted to try, there is no way. So the only thing we can think about Yunus is him. How's he going to die? Is he going to die from starvation? Or from dehydration? Or from suffocation? Or from being burnt by the acid stomach, the stomach acid of the whale? Well, the idea is he's going to die. But what's the method? How is he going to die? This is what people on the outside would have thought. Lakin when you're with Allah, Allah is with you. What did Yunus alayhi salam rush to do? La ilaha illa ant subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. This is a time in where it's only him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first thing on his mind. Imagine you got trapped. Imagine you got trapped somewhere. What's the first thing on your mind? What's the first thing in people's mind? The first thing they do, they reach out to their pocket. See, maybe they can turn on the light. See what's happening. That's the first thing. You resort to worldly means, then keep your methods of savior in worldly means. Now may you resort to Allah, khalas, you're in the company of Allah. And that's the first thing he said. La ilaha illa ant. Now he knows Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal told, this is not just, it doesn't come to anyone. You see, you gotta understand, this doesn't come to anyone. Allah Azza wa Jal told us in Surah As-Saffat, why was Yunus quick to say, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen? Why was he quick to say that? Why was he quick to remember Allah? Why? How? How can I have this in my life as well? That whenever I have a distress or a calamity or a difficulty in life, I can be like Yunus and rush these words. And that's the first thing that comes out of my mouth. How? In Surah As-Saffat, Allah says about him, فلولا أنه كان من المسبحين للبث في بطنه إلى يوم يبعثون. Allah Azza wa Jal said, had he not been from those who declared Allah's perfection, had he not been من المسبحين, if he wasn't from those who worshipped Allah, if he wasn't from those who knew Allah, للبث في بطنه إلى يوم يبعثون, he would have remained in the belly of the whale until the day of judgment. Allah said this in the Quran, لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. What does that mean? Means he would have remained there forever until the day of judgment. That's when he would have come out. But because he knew Allah, because he worshipped Allah, because he was always connected with Allah in this life, in the most difficult of times, in the most testing of times, on that day, there was no one more tested than him. In the belly of a whale, in the tightness of the belly of the whale, in the darkness of the belly of the whale, in the darkness of the depth of the ocean, in the darkness of the night, three darknesses. If he took his hand out, he wouldn't even be able to see his hand. No panic, no fear. La ilaha illa ant. Allah Azza wa Jal heard him. And then on top of this, he said, Subhanak. You need to understand every part of this dua, so you can understand how did Yunus, how did the prophets deal with Allah? The prophets are our role models. We're supposed to follow in their model, in their practice, in their example. Look what he said. La ilaha illa ant. There is no Lord worthy of worship but you. He did not say La ilaha illa Allah. He said La ilaha illa ant. Ant. There's a difference. Allah is the proper name of the one who we worship. If you were to say Allah, then that's known as a proper noun. But when you say ant, ant is a pronoun. It refers to Allah. And the word ant, for you, it's closer than Allah. The name Allah is referring to something. Allah, la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. But when you say anta, you're referring to something close. For example, if I say, and if I want to refer to this brother here, I say anta, you, come. If someone is over there, something else is used for him, maybe his name. If he's here, I'd say anta, come. But if someone's far and I know he's not going to hear me, I will say Muhammad, come. I won't say ant. Shuf Yunus alayhi salam. La ilaha illa ant. Then he knows Allah, he's close to him. He knows Allah, he's close. He doesn't say La ilaha illallah. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, فَإِنِّي قَرِيب. I am close. If Allah is close, then La ilaha illa ant. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah is closer than the jugular vein, this vein that you have here. You think you're the closest one to it? Allah is closer than you, to you than it. Allah is close. He realizes Allah's closeness. He knows Allah's name, Al-Qarib. He knows it. Do you know Allah's name, Al-Qarib? Now he's working with Allah's names. For he said, La ilaha illa ant. He said, ant because Allah Al-Qarib. Shuf, the names of Allah are living in his heart. In the most difficult of times. Then he said, Subhanak. What does Subhanak mean? We said, what does Subhanallah mean? Declaring Allah's perfection. Yani he's saying, oh Allah, you're perfect. You are perfect. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I'm the one that's imperfect. I'm the one that's the wrongdoer. Can you do that? Can you do that in a time of difficulty and blame yourself? And say, you're the one that wronged yourself. That's why I'm in what I'm in. That's what Yunus is doing. He did not blame Allah for anything. He said, Subhanak, you're perfect. You're above all imperfections and above all excuses that mankind do. And then he acknowledged, Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I'm the sinner. I'm the one that oppressed myself. I'm the wrongdoer. I'm the one that left Allah's command and left my people and ran out. I deserve what I'm in. Can you acknowledge this in times of difficulty? This is what saved him. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين was his weapon. You know how to use it, right? Do you know how to use this dhikr and bring yourself out of trouble? You know how to use it? You know how to use حسبنالله ونعم الوكيل and bring yourself out of trouble? إخوانا, these are weapons. These are adhkar. This is a powerhouse. These are solutions that Allah has given us. And not just given us, He's given us these weapons and solutions through stories of prophets so that you and I can see an example. Not just say, wallah, their words, they haven't been put to the test. I don't know whether they work or not. Here they worked on Yunus alayhi salam. They worked on Ibrahim alayhi salam. And they worked on the most toughest of examples. No one's going to throw you in a fire. Your fire could be your financial difficulty. Your fire could be your employment difficulty. Your fire could be your educational difficulty. Your fire could be you can't get married yet and you're still trying to look for marriage. Your fire could be anything. You know, this is a literal fire and it worked. Or your tight situation, maybe يعني, your tough and tight situation is your financial tightness and difficulty. That Yunus alayhi salam was actually in a tight place. In all meaning of the word. Physically in a tight place. Allah Azza wa Jal was with him. Then he was with Allah all his life. Allah was with him. So Allah Azza wa Jal allowed him to breathe. Gave him oxygen. Where did the oxygen come from? Allahu A'lam. Allah Azza wa Jal did not allow the acid, the stomach acid, to dissolve him. Khalas, once Allah is with you, He's with you. Doesn't matter how everything works, it works. So this whale became like a submarine in the ocean. Like it just took him for a tour around the ocean. And then when time was up, and he had finished with his personal time with Allah Azza wa Jal, see, in the difficulty, he took and he seized that opportunity as a time to even bring closer and closer to Allah. But in times of difficulty, you're supposed to turn to Allah. You're supposed to know Allah even more. Not turn away and give up. And I received a message from someone, I don't know where in the world, saying that, wallah, يعني, and my mother, after she had died, I lost all hope. And I lost my relationship with the Salat. And I lost everything. And then bit by bit, starting to learn about Allah, and I'm coming back slowly. Yunus alayhi salam, a good example. In times of difficulty, this is time where you're supposed to put even extra effort. This is a time of La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-thalimeen. This woman, I say, you know, why? Why did she turn away all of a sudden, turn away from Allah? But Allah gave her difficulty so that she comes back. The moment you come to Allah, you'll find Allah's protection. You'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's gentleness, compassion and mercy upon you. That's what happened. For this whale tours the ocean, comes back to the shore and spits him out. And he comes out, Yunus alayhi salam, Allahu Akbar, like nothing happened. What happened? Allah was with him. He came out and his skin was sick. وَهُوَ سَقِيمٌ He came out sick. But even then Allah is with him. وَأَنْبَتْنَا عَلَيْهِ شَجَرَةً مِنْ يَقْطِينَ Even in his sickness, Allah is with him. See, in his difficulty, Allah was with him. Now in his sickness, his skin, imagine you put your hand in water for 5 hours and it comes out all funny, wrinkled. Keep it there for a few days. They say 3 days, 70 days. Some say 7 days. Some said 40 days in the whale, in the belly of the whale. Allahu A'lam. Where he came out sick. Allah Azza wa Jal gave him shajaratan min yaqtin, a pumpkin tree began to grow right next to him on the shore. And he ate from it. Pumpkin is good for the skin. His skin came back fresh, healthy and alive. وَأَنْبَتْنَا عَلَيْهِ شَجَرَةً مِنْ يَقْطِينُ وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَى مِئَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ Allah sent him back to his people who were 100,000 plus. That's what Allah says in the Quran. فَآمَنُوا They all believed. فَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينَ And we gave them enjoyment to appointed time. Once their time came up, their time came up. لكن خلاص, that's it, finished. They passed in this life. They passed in this worldly life. And their Prophet passed as well. Allah Azza wa Jal was with them all. Subhanallah. Hadha, these, my brothers and sisters in Islam, in the company of Allah, to be in the company of Allah is an important thing for you and I. We already know why. But to be in the company of Allah, you need to pursue and be after it. You need to be with Allah. You need to learn about Allah. You need to become closer and closer to Allah. That's why I said to you at the beginning, make sure your intention for tonight is to come to mend the relationship between you and Allah. Seek from this gathering, seek if you come out tonight with one intention in your heart, and that is that I want to become closer to Allah so that I may be in the company of Allah. That is good enough. And this intention always, seek knowledge of Allah. Nothing is going to save you but that. Then the times of difficulty are coming. Times of difficulty are coming on everyone. That's how Allah created the world. That's how He created it. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. We created the human being in kabad. What's kabad? You know what kabad is? Kabad, they translate it in difficulty, in hardship. Human being was created in hardship. Hardship was meant for everyone. Everyone. You have to go through hardship. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. الشَّرِّ, you'll be tested with a shar. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ. خَوْف. Fear. People fear now. People fear the future of themselves, of their children. There's fear. You open on the news, watch half an hour, you come out, you're afraid. They report to you the murders and the deaths and what happened, and this one killed his mother, and this one killed this, and this killed that, and this one was stabbed, and well, this and that happened. Two people died from eating this salmon, whatever it is. Watch half an hour news. When you're old and you're open and you understand life, fear starts coming in. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ. People start fearing. What's going to satisfy and comfort that fear other than the knowledge of Allah? Other than knowing that Allahu ala kulli shay'in qadir, and that the provision is in the hand of Allah. There's fear. You open the news, house prices dropping, people fear. There might be a recession in the country. If there's a recession, the economy is going to bust. If it busts, how are we going to live? How are we going to survive? What are we going to eat? But إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ. خلاص, finished. Do you know إِسْمُ اللَّهُ الرَّزَّاقُ? When Yunus knew the name of Allah, Al-Qarib, he said, لا إله إلا أنت. Allah saved him. And when you get to know the name of Allah, الرزاق, that provision is in Allah's hand alone, you wouldn't fear anything. You wouldn't fear anything. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. People are afraid. Fear is a difficulty. Life is meant to be difficult. There are difficulties that are going to come on the path. If you're not in the company of Allah, then you're by yourself. You're on your own. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. Hunger. People that are hungry. مِنَ الْجُوعِ. وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. نَقْص مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. All of a sudden, you lose your money. You lose your job. Your capital decreases. You don't know where your money is going. That's a test from Allah. وَالْأَنْفُسِ. And death is going to happen. People are afraid. Someone dies in the family. لَا سَمَحَ اللَّهُ. Your children die. One of the most difficult and painful experiences in life. Happens, it's all in the hand of Allah. All of it. Now, how are you going to deal with these matters? How are you going to deal with them? They're difficult. They're difficult. But how are you going to deal with them in a professional manner, to the point where Allah would save you from losing your deen and losing the plot altogether? How? When you know who Allah is. This is why when a disaster, when a calamity happens in life, al-musibah, what are we supposed to say? Inna lillah. See the words. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. This is the dhikr that you're supposed to say when in a difficulty. Inna lillah. Khalas, this already brings coolness on the heart. We all belong to Allah. Yeah, Ali. If I lose some money, I belong to Allah from the very beginning. So what? Allah said, وَآتُوهُم مِّن مَالِ اللَّهِ. المال is for Allah. Allah ascribed money and the dunya to Himself. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ. It's like ice that settles on the hot heart, the untranquil heart. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. يعني if He took it, ultimately we're all going back to Him. Everything goes back to Him anyway. Doesn't matter. See the idea? Life is meant to be difficult. If you don't know who Allah is, you will not be able to deal with these difficulties. You won't. Allah said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. You're created in difficulty. The word kabad, it comes from kibad. Kibad is what? Liver. You know, the pain of the liver is the most difficult pain to experience. That's what kabad means. That kind of difficulty. Painful difficulty. Kabad also, they refer to the sun when it's in the middle of the sky. They say, Ash-shamsu fi kabidis samaa, that the sun is in the middle of the sky. And when the sun is in the middle of the sky, it's the most hottest. يعني خلقنا الإنسان في كبد, يعني real difficulty. Difficulty like standing outside in the middle of the day when the sun is like this, beaming on you. How difficult is that? That's how خلقنا الإنسان. Look, even there's no such thing as when are my difficulties going to be finished? How can I put a close to my difficulties in life? There's no such thing. That you're dreaming. يعني as a Muslim, you're dreaming. وحتّى when you die, there's difficulty. Your last breath in life will be difficulty. Mafi, there's no escape from difficulty. There's no such thing as I want a closure to my difficulties. I want a closure to my pains. I've had it. That's it. I can't deal with it. This is not the words of a Muslim. These moments of difficulties are moments in where you get to know Allah, in where you come closer to Allah. Like Ibrahim, hasbunallah. Like Yunus, la ilaha illa ant, subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. These are the moments. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he is with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in the cave. لا تحزن إن الله معنا. See the idea? Difficulty is going to follow you until the last second in life. But there's no such thing. Allah is going to go through difficulty. But when you're with Allah, when you're in the company of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla is with you. You'll go through these difficulties, but they will be injected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's gentleness. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. With the difficulty there's ease. Not after the difficulty ease. With it. Then the difficulty is going to continue. There's no such thing after difficulty. Difficulty remains. Whether it's matters of worship, worldly matters. Santa, your difficulty could be, I struggle to wake up for Salat al-Fajr. Could be a difficulty. Put the effort. Keep going. So memorizing Quran, reading the Quran, keep going. Wasta'in billahi wa la ta'jaz. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's advice.
This was to the companion, wasta'in billah.
Seek Allah's help, wa la ta'jaz. And don't be weak. Don't fall back, wa la ta'jaz. Fa, this is the lesson. In conclusion, many things you can conclude from the lesson. The idea was to give you bits and pieces from here and there, so you can understand as a whole that we need Allah's companionship. We must be in Allah's company so that Allah Azza wa Jalla is with us in times of difficulty. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Get to know Allah in easy times. Allah will be with you in difficult times. You'll receive the company of Allah. The scariest ayah in the Quran. You know what the scariest ayah in the Quran? As referred to by يعني العلماء رحمهم الله. Scariest ayah. Scariest. The most terrifying ayah. When Allah Azza wa Jal promised those who worship other than Him, وَلَا هُمْ مِنَّا يُصْحَبُونَ. وَلَا هُمْ مِنَّا يُصْحَبُونَ. يُصْحَبُونَ الْمُصَاحَبَةِ. Musahaba means friendship. ولا, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلَا هُمْ مِنَّا يُصْحَبُونَ, meaning we will never protect them. We will never be with them. This is a threat. This is where Allah, the most scariest ayah in the Quran, is an ayah that threatened people that worship other than Allah, that Allah would not protect them in life. That they will not enjoy the company of Allah. This is a lost human being. This is a misguided human being. This is a human being that follows the path of the shaitan. خلاص, لأنه he left the protection of Allah, do what he wants. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he accept from us. We ask Allah azza wa jal that he gives us the strength, the worship, the power, the ability to remain steadfast upon our deen, to remain steadfast upon la ilaha illallah, to remain steadfast upon his worship subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive our sins. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow His mercy and His blessings upon us, and that He accept from us all. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.
البيان راديو, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.